So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince. Vince.
Whoa, hey Vince. How's it going? I wasn't expecting you.
Yeah, how's it going? You wanna go do a podcast or something?
Alright, sure. You gonna pick me up or what?
Yeah, I'll pick you up.
Alright. See you there.
Alright.
You've been watching that thing?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It just ended, I guess.
Yeah, I learned that.
Okay, from who?
From Chad.
Okay, that guy. He's pretty informative. Yeah.
Chad the person, not Chad the cat.
Who's Chad the cat? I mean, sounds pretty self-explanatory.
He's a cat.
Right. Yeah. Did you watch the last one?
Yeah.
That was like surprisingly...
Also, by the way, for the audience... We're talking about this show.
They should be, you know, context clues, all right? You know, if they haven't figured out yet.
Fine.
Let's not talk down to our audience, okay? They're sophisticated.
All right, okay. What were you saying?
That last one was surprisingly, like, heartfelt, you know?
Yeah.
I mean...
It wasn't that surprising to me.
Okay.
But... What was surprising was whenever they got out of the car and he goes, "Oh, hey, it's me."
That guy just looked exactly like him. I can't quite tell if he really does know Sugar Ray Leonard or not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, it was Jay Moore's.
Yeah. Yeah, I really thought that was Sugar in? But yeah, Michael Richards is really funny, like very funny person.
Man, I've never seen him in anything besides that or Seinfeld.
Right, but I mean, based on those two, he's really funny.
Yeah, I guess.
I think my favorite one was still the first episode with Larry David. I mean, that was just perfect.
Yeah.
But
I think they were all pretty good.
Yeah.
Some of them were kind of...
Yeah. That one with that fat guy, you could tell he was just
Ryan
like in
Regan?
A bad... What?
Ryan Regan?
No, Brian Regan's hilarious.
Oh, the fat guy.
The fat guy, yeah. Barry Martyr, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, you could tell he was what?
You could tell Seinfeld was just like in a bad mood and like didn't really want to be doing it that day. So like, why, you know, just reschedule or something.
It's just real life, man.
Yeah.
It's so real.
Right. Yeah, and that guy, the one Bob Einstein, he's so funny.
That one was good.
I didn't expect that. I, you know, I've only seen him on Curb Your Enthusiasm, where he doesn't really get a chance to be funny. He's just like kind of a jerk. But
he's on Arrested Development.
Yes, and again, not really given a chance to be like funny in that way. But yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he's funny. I like the one where they went to that place in Brooklyn.
Yeah. That guy was good. Mario Joyner or whatever. That story was so good.
Yeah.
I just like how, you know, the guy like starts.
The other guy was good too, though.
Colin Quinn? Yeah, like, for everything I've heard about him, he has this reputation of being not good. But he, you know, he was fine. I think he was.
Yeah.
That line was good, you know, just like, what do you have to look forward to in life? What is there anymore, you know? You're Downtown Abbey.
Downtown Abbey is pretty good.
Yeah, he says downtown. Great. But yeah, what's the difference? I get tea, you get coffee. Why, you know, it's hot beverage, steam coming out of my cup. Are you looking into my cup? What's the difference? Let me tell you the difference. difference is we go to an ice cream store. I get a cone, you get a salad. Anyway, you know, there's free advertising for Jerry Seinfeld.
So you think he's going to make more of it, or is he just going to quit?
Oh.
Like the quitter that he is.
Like Mel Brooks says, yeah. Probably just when it's getting good, too. I love that Mel Brooks and Kyle Reiner are just these two old guys who just hang out being old guys every night. I mean, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes he comes over at 8. You know, sometimes we watch Jeopardy. Wait, Jeopardy doesn't come on at 8. Well, yeah, I tape it. That was great.
That's gonna be, you know, the 85th season of the Ben and Vince show.
Yeah. I mean, that guy, right. This guy's like 90 years old. Mel Brooks is 86. They just still just hang out.
Hanging out.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he'll do more. I would like to see more. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to start being productive at work now.
You are? You don't have that to watch anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I went on Seinfeld's Twitter feed, you know, when, or Twitter, I don't know what it's called. What's the
you went on his Twitter feed.
You know, all right.
Go on.
I you know, I might be Mort Walker. No, it was, did you see that one? It was Croc recently that Josh made fun of.
I don't read Croc.
No, neither do I, but I read Josh. Reads, and it's like,
yeah, well, he reads the comics so that you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't anymore, so that's good that he does.
I do.
Yeah, well, I'll get to that in a second. But that one about Croc, that was like, was it the new thing is virtual
reality. Oh, wasn't that like BC or something?
No, it was Croc. The new thing is virtual reality. How many do you want? It was like, everyone wants a TV game with it. How many do you want? None. Now that's virtual reality. What?
Yeah. I wonder if anyone laughed at that.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all. Even if you don't know what virtual reality is, how does that punchline make sense?
No, that's virtual reality. Oh, yeah.
But anyway, yeah. I don't really read the comics anymore. I'm sort of like retired from everything.
You're retired from everything?
From you know, popular culture. It's you know, too time consuming anymore.
I see. So you don't watch television or?
I do watch television, but I don't watch movie trailers anymore, or read webcomics or things like that.
Yeah, read the comics, man.
Yeah.
If you don't read the comics, then who will?
I don't know. I can't think of anyone.
Yeah,
I don't know. So I'm really ignorant of what's going on.
You can't read them while you're eating breakfast or something?
Wait, did that guy die or not?
What guy?
Avery something, bald fat guy.
Oh, no, he didn't freaking die.
The storyline end?
No, not yet.
Okay, he's gonna die. There's so many ways that he's gonna die.
Well, now he's gonna go confront the pot farmer.
Why confront?
Because he stole his camera, and he got on his camera. Well, you know, he used his camera. He used his camera to take a picture of the pot field, right?
Right.
So then, later, he caught a really big fish and used his camera to take a picture of it.
Okay.
And then the guy stole his camera to, you know, get rid of the evidence or whatever.
The big guy?
Yeah, Bubba.
Okay.
So, he doesn't care about the pot or anything.
Right.
He just wants the camera. He just wants those pictures of the fish back.
Right.
So he's going to go confront.
I just want my kids back. All right, cool. It's tough, then.
He's gonna go confront the the pot farmer, but
right.
He doesn't want to be bothered right now. He's harvesting.
The pot farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he know that it's pot?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not that stupid. Okay, but he just wants the camera for the fish picture. Anyway, obviously he's gonna die.
He's gonna die, man.
That like skunk is gonna kill him or something.
That was a pet skunk.
Oh, who's pet? Rusty?
Bubba? All
right. What's the skunk's name?
I forget.
Okay. Anyway.
All right, let's go to break. Let's go to break.
Okay. Let's go to break.
There ain't no grace can hold my body down. There ain't no grace can hold my body down.
Good cold evening, gentlemen. Amongst your inventory, I've been led to believe is a specimen I'm keen to acquire.
When I hear the trumpet sound,
what's your name?
I'm on a rise right out of the ground.
Django. Then you're exactly the one I'm looking for.
Hey, stop talking to him.
Calm down. I'm simply a customer trying to conduct a transaction.
Last chance, fancy pants.
Oh, very well.
You know what a bounty hunter is? You kill people, and they give you a reward.
Better they are, bigger the reward.
I need your help. I'm looking for the Brittle Brothers. However, I don't know what they look like, but you do. Don't you?
They caught my wife, and they sold her, but I don't know who took.
That means we visit every plantation until we find them. Once a final Brittle Brother lies dead in the dust, I agree to give you your freedom. And I'll take you to rescue your wife.
Where are we going?
Yes! Gentlemen, you had my curiosity, but now you have my attention. How do you like the bounty hunting business?
Kill white folks and they pay you for it? What's not to like? I like the way you die, boy.
He is a rambunctious sword, ain't he?
What's your name?
Django.
The D is silent.
Yeah. Turn me up a little bit. Guess what's been on my mind? That's that Northeast Cooper sample right there.
Okay, now pick it up and go. Yeah, we're back a little bit.
That wasn't long enough. I didn't finish throwing up.
Like Justin Bieber.
Did he throw up?
Mm-hmm.
Did he not finish throwing up? Why did he throw up?
He said that it was because he drank milk or something.
Is he lactose intolerant?
I don't know.
Okay. He drank milk, so he threw up, like, on stage?
Yeah.
Really? In what city?
Australia?
That's a city.
I don't know.
Alright, whatever, no one cares about Australia. He, I don't know how much you know him, Justin Bieber, like, personally. Yeah, okay, sounds like you know him pretty well. He seems like an asshole.
He seems like an asshole?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I read this article about his manager, Scooter.
His manager's name is Scooter?
Yeah.
So, maybe his manager is an asshole.
I think that's also true.
Is he anything like Rooster?
not really very similar, no. He has dark hair. But anyway, anyway, and then in this article, Justin Bieber, you know, puts in an appearance, and he just does not come off well.
Really?
Yeah, he just seems very entitled and, like, you know, spoiled and all that. You know, seems like a jerk.
Well, I don't know, man. He seems pretty cool to me. What about when he posed with that cancer baby or whatever?
Did that happen?
Yeah, and then the baby died.
Oh, like a second later?
No, like, I don't know, a little bit later.
Okay. I mean, how old is the baby?
I don't know, it's a baby.
Right, okay. So, I mean, usually when, you know, there's two kinds of people let me take that back. There's one kind of person who poses with babies, and that's politicians. And then there's another kind of person who poses with sick kids, and that's celebrities. But
yeah,
but a sick baby doesn't have a wish to meet Justin Bieber before he dies.
No, I mean, I don't know. He was trying to raise awareness or something.
He's trying to raise this baby's awareness of Justin Bieber?
I don't know. The baby kissed him, or he kissed the baby or something.
Right, is he running for office? What is this?
And then he's like, someday this little girl can grow up and say she got Justin her first kiss from Justin Bieber. And that's then she really died.
Oh, God. But, I mean, imagine if she did grow up. I mean, and that was true. Wouldn't that be really weird?
No.
My first kiss was at 8 months from Justin Bieber. Like, it's not a good story.
It's a good story.
I don't know, man. Was it on the lips?
No, it was on the cheek or something.
Well, then your first kiss is from your mom, right? I mean,
yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Don't think too much about it.
Clearly he didn't. It's a kiss of death. Jeez. I don't know, man. Is that also his first kiss?
No,
I think that's even creepier.
He's banging that Selena Gomez.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, did she used to be with someone else?
I don't know.
Who was with one of the Jonas Brothers?
I don't keep up. It might be her. Or no, wasn't that Taylor Swift?
Was it Taylor Swift? Dude, what's her problem?
Well, let me just say, are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, all right, you know, it just seems kind of private. I mean, like, America doesn't need to know.
It's just a bad song.
Right.
She also claims that's not about him.
Right. Of course.
Who do you think you're kidding, Taylor?
What?
Who does she think she's kidding?
Yeah, exactly. She'll just take her stupid wavy hair and go back to, where is she from?
Pennsylvania.
Just go back there, okay? Yeah. Well, anyway, why were we talking about Justin Bieber?
Well, we're just going through the rundown of all the latest tween celebrity gossip.
Yeah, what else is in tween celebrity gossip news? What?
He's like 20 or something. I don't know.
Is he 20?
He's probably 19 or 18.
Really?
He's 18.
Jeez. That's old.
Yeah.
Get a job. I don't know. You know, Elvis, he's popular, right? All the tweens love him. What's he been up to?
I saw him in a video or something.
In a video? Was it like really blurry, like in the woods?
Yeah.
Oh man, you should call that in.
So what were you going to say about that skunk?
What was I going to say about that skunk?
Yeah.
It's going to kill him? I don't know. What's its name?
I'm still going to buy me that book.
No, because he's gonna die.
He's not gonna die.
He's gonna die. Okay, I think the main shocker of the storyline, whether he dies or not, is the fact that it's still going.
I mean, because that's surprising.
I mean, has anything happened? I mean, okay, I guess I.
They've just been like hooking up in the woods the whole time.
That's a good place for it. I don't know. And what's the deal with this woman? What's her? She's just in league with the pot farmers?
No, she's just trying to, you know, run an honest business in an area controlled by drug farmers.
Right. Okay.
She doesn't get any business anymore, so she's relying on...
I see.
They just pay her for some reason.
Okay. That's I might
isn't entirely clear.
I might want to order an investigation into that.
So you haven't been reading Spider-Man?
No, whatever happened to Clown 9?
So you...
I stopped reading at the point where like they were setting up that battle at the circus or whatever.
Okay, so you had a battle at the circus. Clown 9 did a bunch of stupid props again.
Right. Did he make some puns? Tell me he made some puns.
Yeah, he made some puns, I think.
Okay.
He made Spider-Man sprain his ankle or something. And then he caught Spider-Man in some hula hoops.
In some hula hoops?
Yeah. But then... So then he, like, totally destroyed... He beat Spider-Man.
He beat Spider-Man. Okay.
And then Spider-Man was on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, let me help you up.
Uh-huh.
And then he... Spider-Man holds out his hand, and he had one of those like trick buzzers.
Yeah.
And it shocked him. And then,
he's a clown. Get it?
No, Spider-Man had one of those.
Oh, Spider-Man had one. Oh,
tiny about them. And then it shocked. Clown.
And that was all it took.
That was all it took.
Okay. Not like, you know, like a bullet from a gun, would that have stopped him?
I don't know.
Did anyone think of that?
Did he ever even commit any crimes?
I think so.
Or is he just wacky?
What? He's just wacky?
Yeah, and then...
in public?
And then after Clown 9's been captured, Spider-Man says, you only wanted to make people laugh?
Uh-huh.
Well, now you can act in prison shows. And he goes, hey, a gig is a gig.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. People were laughing at him, and he was like, really happy.
I get it. That's all he wants.
Finally like me.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I don't know if I count that as a satisfying ending. You know. I wasn't there with it. You know, I wasn't drawn in. Anyway, well, okay. Well, thanks for the update. And who's the villain now? Who's the next villain?
We haven't found out.
I hope it's Wolverine. What's the next movie that's coming out? Because hopefully, what's the movie that came out either 3 months ago or like 6 months from now, and that'll probably be the villain.
Right. So the Avengers.
So, the Avengers. Okay. They're all going to show up.
Didn't they already do that? He went over there, but...
They didn't want him? I mean, you know, shock. I heard that the Avengers is the best superhero movie of all time.
Right.
That's... Just saying, I was in Costco and they just had this giant, display of just the Avengers. And it was just like, you know, like probably 100 Blu-ray and DVDs.
You can only buy 100, you can buy just one.
Right, yeah, exactly. But I just mean, how many, are people really going to buy all of those? And just for this one movie, they had 100 copies.
A lot of people go to Costco.
Oh, man. Yeah, but how many people want to buy the Avengers? I guess a lot.
Anyway, that's our show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, so, you know, put that, you can put that on the box. It's the best superhero movie of all time, Ben and Vince.
I didn't say that.
You said it.